there is a minhag on Rosh Chodesh to say Chatzi Hallel. And everyone agrees to say it's only a Chatzi Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. It's not a full Hallel. In contrast to Chanukah, which is coming up, the month of Kislev, everyone agrees on Chanukah, you say a full Hallel at a full Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. All agree that it's only a Chatzi Hallel. And by Chanukah, all agree you make a bracha. But by Chatzi Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, since it's only a minug, so there are those who say that one would, among the Svardim and others, that who would not make a bracha. The minug Ashkenaz, we make a bracha as well on Chatzi Hallel. There are those who do not make a bracha on Chatzi Hallel. And why? Because we'll see, Chatzi Hallel, everyone agrees, is a minug. That's why there are different practices. Let's say, again, the many different opinions, different minhagim, but let's say at a base of El saying Hallel. So, on a Chatzi Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, which is only a minug, so then the more postgim on note not to say it there and not to perhaps say it all. So different minhagim, sometimes the Avel leaves, but there's more of an Indian not to say it at all, even when you leave. In contrast to, if you didn't say Hallel on Chanukah, you'd have to say it later, because that's a Chiyav. So all agree it's only a Chiyav, it's only a minhag to say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, in contrast to other days, when we say a full Hallel. However, so how come then, we know when it comes to, so the different types of minhagim. So there's a famous Maram Shik, others point out, there are different minhagi Yisrael. So there are different type of minhagim. So let's say there's a minhag that applies to Klai Yisrael. There's a minhag hamakam. There's a certain place as the minhag, and then there's a minhag hayachid. So regarding the minhag of Klai Yisrael, so both saying Hallel on Chanukah, well, that's not a Hallel, that's not a minhag, but saying Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, Chatzi Hallel, everyone agrees to say, we'll get into the bracha in a minute. And as well, on Yontif Sheni, which again, it's a discussion in the Gemara, whether it's a takana or it's a minhag, but if you assume it's a minhag, everyone agrees, not only do you say the Hallel, you make a bracha. This guy by Sukkah, you sit in the Sukkah, you shake the Dalet Minim. So it seems, so you have different types of Minhagi Yisrael. So even within the Minhag, which are Noig B'chol Makom, there seems to be a difference between Chatzi Hallel on Rosh Chodesh versus Hallel and all the other mitzvahs on Yom Tov Sheni. So what's the difference? So why does all agree you make a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni, but not all agree to make a bracha on Chatzi Hallel and Rosh Chodesh? In fact, there's a whole discussion in the Gemara in Sukkah regarding Chavitas Arava. So that seems to be clear. Everybody seems to agree. Again, it gets into whether it's a Takanis Nevi'im or a Minig Nevi'im. But if it's a Minig Nevi'im, and the way we assume, no one makes a bracha on Chavitas Arava. So what's interesting is everyone agrees to that fact. The question is, so some learn from here, we see we don't make any brachas on Minhagim. Others say, what do you mean? Of course you make brachas on Minhagim. The Chavitas Arava, because Maisa Milsa Zulta, so therefore we don't make it. So regardless, so there's a discussion, what type of minhagim do you make a bracha on? So some Rishonim learn you only make a bracha if it falls under lo sasur, like the Gemara in Shabbat regarding Ner Chanukah, another mitzvah to Rabbanan. But minhagim don't fall under lo sasur, and therefore by a minig, so we'll have to explain why Yom Tov Sheni is a different minhag. But some shitas, as I say, learn, it's like we don't make a bracha on Chavitas Arava, we don't make a bracha on Chatzi Hallel, because it's a minhag as well. And others say that a meaning is included in the Lo Susser. So if it's included in the Lo Susser, so why is there no bracha on the minig of Chatzi Halal on Rosh Chodesh? So even though there's the minig of Klai Yisrael of saying Halal, Chatzi Halal on Rosh Chodesh, and saying a full Halal on Yom Tov Sheni, so why do all agree that you make a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni, but not all agree you make a bracha on Halal Rosh Chodesh? What's the difference? So the Maharam Shik, others point out, as we mentioned, we mentioned the different type of minhagim, minhagi Klai Yisrael, minhagi Yamakam, minhagi Yachid. Even within minhagi Klai Yisrael, apparently we see a difference. They're both minhagi Klai Yisrael. But what's the difference? I guess, and how do we know? I guess we only know after the fact. We don't necessarily know before the fact. It's like another principle, Dava Shabba Minyan. Certain times the rabbis made what they call Davash of a Minyan, they made a Takana, and therefore, even if the reason doesn't apply anymore, it's a low plug. Other times, they only made it for a certain time period, so it's hard to know which one is which. I mean, it's a famous machlokets by Chol of Yisrael, Chol of Stam, whether is it a Davash of a Minyan or not. The Chasim Sofer claims it's a Davash of a Minyan. And then even within that, it's the question whether government watching is fulfills that. But regardless, so there's different type of, so within the Minhage Klai Yisrael, how come by some we make a bracha, some we don't? So what's the difference between Yom Tov Sheni that we make a bracha and, but Halal Rosh Chodesh, according to some, we don't. So, because according to some, you never make a bracha on a minig. And then, but that's only, so we'll have to explain, so according to them, why are we making a bracha? We're making a bracha on, they'll have to come up with different reasons why we're making a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni. But within the different types of minhagim we have, so, they're different. So let's say Yom Tov Sheni. So assuming it's a minhag and not a takana, so it was initiated by Beis Din. Klai Yisrael, the Chazal, the rabbis initiated the minhag. So if the minhag originated, Rav Moshe has a tshuva about certain minhagin came from the people, certain minhagin came from the rabbis. So they point out, apparently, that Yom Tov Sheni came from the rabbis. So that's a stronger minhag. So everyone agrees on a minhag that was initiated by the rabbis. So I guess it's under Lo Susser, and therefore you would make a bracha even on a minhag. But apparently, Halal and Rosh Chodesh, perhaps one would argue that it was a minhag that started with the people, and then later after that, the rabbis blessed it, and the rabbi said, "Okay, well, it's a good idea. Let's take it on as a minhag." So perhaps when it comes to the chachamim instituting the minhags, then you can make a bracha. But in the case on Halal Rosh Chodesh, for those who don't make a bracha, they'd say that that's why there's no bracha on Chatzi Halal, but there is a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni. For those who say it's not a kasha, if you say both are brachas, you make brachas on both, what's the difference between then Arava versus Halal Rosh Chodesh and Halal Yom Tov Sheni? So some point out, there's a brisk Arav, that because Halal is a chefsa shel mitzvah. So if it's already a chefsa shel mitzvah, even if you're not doing it b'toras chiyah, but even b'toras minig, but since it's used in a mitzvah form, so the minhag was to make a bracha. However, and that's what we do on Yom Tov Sheni, on Rosh Chodesh. But Chavitas Arava is never, it's only a pure minhag, and therefore that's why you don't make a bracha. So that's what the different sheet is in terms of, so again, so all agree, no bracha on Chavitas Arava. All agree there's a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni, And there's a machlokas whether you make a bracha on Chatzi Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. So if you don't make a bracha on Chatzi Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, so why is there a difference? So the Maharam Shik says because Yom Tishrei was a minhag initiated by the rabbis, so therefore you make a bracha, but not a bracha initiated by the people. So therefore, if you assume the only type of minhag that's done to go susser would be those that were initiated by the rabbis. And if you assume like Ashkenaz, that you make a bracha on both, but not on Chavita Zarava, so then it's because it's not used in the context at all of a bracha. And therefore it's a minhag zuta, and therefore you don't even make a bracha on that minhag.